A headline on a recent Bridge Magazine article asks, "Is a student from China taking my kid's college slot?" The story uses a series of charts to show the rise of out-of-state and international students at some universities in Michigan. Bridge correspondent Ron French says Michigan State University has increased its international enrollment in the last decade. French says almost all of that increase comes from one country.
Chinese enrollment has grown, and this sounds like a crazy number, it's grown 385 times in one decade. There are now about 1,500 freshmen at Michigan State in this fall of 2012 from China alone.
But to put it in perspective, we're talking a pretty small number to begin with, and then a large growth from there, right?
Absolutely. To put it in context, a decade ago, there were four freshmen, okay, which shows you that something happened that decade where Michigan State got on the radar in China as a good place to enroll in America. I know that Michigan State is now in the top 10 nationally in enrollment of students from China. And this has all happened the past decade.
Now, some people will probably hear this and say something else that's happened in the last decade is that the amount of money that the state government has provided to state universities has actually gone down. And so it leads people to wonder, are universities which have this option, like Michigan State, trying to find more students from out of state, or in this case, from places like China, who will pay a higher rate of tuition than a student from the state of Michigan would?
Some university officials will be very open about that, and some will not. I think what you see is a mix. The universities know they have to find other resources, because as money shrinks from the state, they have to find ways to recoup that. The very obvious way, if you are an institution that can draw students from outside of Michigan, is to see what you can increase your enrollment there. Michigan State has done that by increasing its international students. University of Michigan, interestingly enough, their international enrollment over the past decade has gone up a little, not a lot, but their out-of-state enrollment, their number of kids from Ohio, Illinois, New York particularly, has just exploded. So from just looking at those numbers, and you would say these two institutions, these large research universities, have made a conscious decision to recoup some of the money they're losing from the state legislature by increasing their enrollment from non-Michigan students.
Bridge Magazine's figures show that in-state students make up at least 80% of the student body at most universities in Michigan. 83% of Western Michigan University's students come from within the state. Besides the University of Michigan and Michigan State, the two other schools that have a significant out-of-state population are in the Upper Peninsula. 73% of Michigan Tech students come from in-state. French says he looked into why Northern Michigan has only 68% of its students from Michigan.
The number of high school graduates in Michigan overall is just dropping. And it's dropping even more precipitously in the Upper Peninsula. So what are you supposed to do if you're in that situation? You can't draw as many kids from the local area because there just frankly aren't as many kids from the local area. So what do you do? Well, what Northern Michigan has done is they have increased their marketing in Wisconsin and Illinois. And they found very fertile ground because, especially in Illinois, what they found is that sometimes high school grads from Illinois, even though they're out of state and paying out of state tuition, they can go to Northern Michigan at a lower cost than they can to a lot of the public universities in Illinois, even being in state.
One of your charts shows that the percentage of offers of admission to in-state applicants at Michigan State was actually higher in 2012 than it was in 2002. So in other words, when you take all of the in-state applicants to Michigan State, a higher percentage of them are getting in there now than did 10 years ago. Is that a sign of what you're talking about, that there are just not as many high school graduates who are available to go to these state universities right now?
It absolutely is, Gordon, especially when you look at U of M or MSU. You'll see the proportion of the classes that are coming in there as freshmen, the proportion from Michigan being lower. But those universities are doing everything they can to try to keep those Michigan numbers as high as they can. It's just there are fewer graduates. At Michigan State, for example, in 2002, back when the percentage of their incoming class was in the high 80s as far as Michigan students. 68% of students who applied to get to MSU from Michigan were accepted. Okay. Today, they're accepting 73% of the applicants. You know, they're doing everything they can to keep the numbers up in Michigan. It's just there aren't so many kids.
So, Ron, let me go back to that title on your article. Is a student from China taking my kid's college slot? Do we have an answer?
We do. The answer is no. What you're going to find is that your child has as good or better chance to get into public universities in Michigan. It's just if you happen to be at a couple of universities, the chances of you sitting next to a child from Kalamazoo is less than your chances of sitting next to a kid from Beijing.
Ron French is a correspondent for Bridge Magazine. A link to their story on out-of-state and international students at Michigan universities can be found at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.